Blog Talk Radio.
Strap on your seatbelt and prepare for takeoff. You're about to go on a journey. It's First Contact Radio with Joshua Poet.
All right, Dirk, thank you very much. This is Josh Poet. Welcome to First Contact Radio. Today, as you know, is the 9th or the 11th of September, 2019. 18 years ago today, we had a horrific event happen in our country. The city of New York was attacked. America was attacked. The Constitution was attacked. Our freedoms and our way of life was attacked. 18 years later, we're still looking for answers. At least some people are still looking for answers. The answers are out there to those who really have paid attention over the course of these last 18 years. We know what happened, but the powers that be, they're still not talking about the real truth of 9/11. Nonetheless, it is there, and I'm going to spend this next half hour going over a lot of different information. I have a lot of links for you to follow if you want to know what went on that day. I mean, if you really want to know, you need to follow these links and allow you to be led to the other links and to the other stories, and you need to investigate. Okay, this was an event that changed our country. We'll get into that as we go along. Let's get started. First of all, we're going to start with the Pentagon. In 9/11, we were told on September 11th, 2001, that one of the places that was attacked was the Pentagon, that it was hit by a plane. Here is a report. This only aired one time before they stopped airing this. However, it was captured. I'm going to play a small section. I want you to listen very closely. This is a report from CNN. Listen to this. All right, so here you go. You can hear there was no plane that hit the Pentagon. This man was right there standing in front of the Pentagon doing a report. He didn't see any evidence of that. However, it didn't fit the official story, so therefore this story found its way to the dustbin. Now, what was going on in the section of the building that got hit in the Pentagon? Well, that was the area where they were doing the accounting. The day before, Dick Rumsfeld announced that there was $2.3 trillion, I believe that was the amount, missing. And the area that was investigating that, the accounting office where that was determined, happened to be the very one spot on the Pentagon that got hit. Records were destroyed. People were killed. We now know, having looked into this, that the Pentagon wasn't hit by a plane. It was hit by a missile. And enough said on that. You can look that up. Don't take my word for it. It's been 18 years. 18 years, okay? If you haven't looked into it, now might be that time, okay? It's not good to be misinformed about such things for such a long period of time, especially when they affect so many of us. Another report that came out was a report that happened on day by Jane Stanley. This was BBC, and they gave a report about World Trade Center 7 having just collapsed. The only problem is when Jane Stanley was doing the report, the building that she was reporting that had collapsed was still standing in the background behind her. Strange things happened after that because she got cut off. They lost the signal. And then even stranger, 20 minutes after that report, by some coincidence, the actual building that she had talked about in her report actually did collapse. So I guess she's some sort of a psychic or of something of that sort that she was able to understand in advance and be able to broadcast this story. We all know the lies that went on. We know that building was brought down by explosive. We certainly do. One of the things that we have to confirm that now is this study that was done. A university that was studied that was done. It says fire did not cause third tower's collapse 9/11. On September 11th at 5:20, the 47-story World Trade Center building collapsed, falling into its footprint more than 1,000 feet at the rate of gravity for 2.5 seconds of its 7-second destruction. Despite calls for evidence to be preserved, New York officials had the building debris removed and destroyed in the ensuing weeks and months, preventing a proper forensic investigation from ever taking place. 7 years later, investigators concluded that World Trade Center 7 was the first high steel frame high rise to ever have collapsed solely as a result of normal office fires. Today, we at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth are pleased to partner with the University of Alaska Fairbanks in releasing a draft report of a 4-year computer modeling study of the World Trade Center 7 collapse conducted by researchers at the University Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. The report concludes that the collapse of World Trade Center 7 on 9/11 was not caused by fire, but rather by the near simultaneous failure of every column in the building. The near simultaneous failure of every column in the building. How could that possibly happen? That means at the bottom, okay? At the bottom, all of the columns just suddenly collapsed, and therefore the building collapsed. But there was only office fires. So, okay, explosion. Compare that building collapse to a demolition. There's plenty of examples that are out there. Look at a controlled demolition. Look at that building. You'll understand. Then look at the two main World Trade Center buildings that came down. Also, by controlled demolition, you will understand. We have a story here. CIA agent gives sworn statement. We brought down the towers on 9/11. This comes from Killuminati. Says a former U.S. government intelligence agent who worked for the CIA during attacks on September 11, 2001, has given a sworn affidavit stating that 9/11 was an inside job. The ex-CIA agent, who's an experienced commercial airline pilot, has blown the whistle on the destruction of the World Trade Center building, claiming that the three towers were actually brought down by controlled demolitions and not by passenger planes that were flown by amateur pilots. Former CIA agent John Lear has not only given a sworn statement as an expert witness, but has also produced conclusive evidence that disproved the official narrative that the towers were destroyed by airplanes that were hijacked and flown by terrorists. Speaking under oath, Agent Lear confirms that the World Trade Center buildings in New York were demolished using pre-planted explosives in a carefully orchestrated, well-engineered plot by the United States government and the CIA, adding that no Boeing 767 airliners hit the Twin Towers as fraudulently alleged by the government, media, NIST, and its contractors. His statements have finally confirmed the longstanding theory that the Twin Towers were struck by military planes that had been made to resemble passenger jets, and a controlled demolition reduced the buildings to rubble. Okay. Those are the two main buildings we know of that were hit by the military planes. You can see very easily when you look at the video evidence, you can see that those aren't normal commercial planes. Not at all. Let's see here. Dancing Israelis, FBI doc shed light on apparent Mossad foreknowledge of the 9/11 attacks. For nearly two decades, one of the most overlooked and little-known arrests made after the aftermath of the September 11th attack was those of the so-called high fives or dancing Israelis. However, new information released by the FBI on May 7th has brought fresh scrutiny to the possibility that the dancing Israelis, at least two of whom were known Mossad operatives, have prior knowledge of the attack on the World Trade Center. Shortly after 8:46 a.m. on the day of the attack, just minutes after the first plane struck the World Trade Center, five men, later revealed to be Israeli nationals, had positioned themselves in the parking lot of the Doric apartment complex in Union City, New Jersey, where they are seen taking pictures and filming the attacks while also celebrating the destruction of the towers and high-fiving each other. At least one eyewitness interviewed by the FBI had seen the Israeli van in the parking lot as early as 8 a.m. that day, more than 40 minutes prior to the attack. The story received coverage in the U.S. mainstream media at that time, but has since largely been forgotten. Okay, dancing Israelis. Why would they be dancing? Why would they be celebrating the towers coming down? Unless, of course, they had some sort of knowledge and were connected with it and were celebrating the fact that they had a success. 9/11 Truth News 60 Minutes covers the classification of the 28 pages. CBS covers the 28 pages redacted from the Congressional Joint Inquiry into the 9/11 attack, interviewing Bob Graham and touching on a number of topics relevant to the pursuit of 9/11 truth. Goes on to say, this was dated April 13, 2016. In 10 days, President Obama will visit Saudi Arabia at a time of deep mistrust between the two allies and lingering doubts about the Saudi commitment to fighting violent Islamic extremism. It also comes at a time when the White House and intelligence officials are reviewing whether to declassify one of the country's most sensitive documents, known as 28 pages. They have to do with 9/11 and the possible existence of the Saudi support network of the hijackers while they were in the U.S. For 13 years, the 28 pages have been locked away in a secret vault. Only a small group of people have ever seen them. Tonight, you will hear from some of the people who have read them, believe them, along with the families of 9/11 victims, that they should be declassified. Bob Graham says, "I think it is implausible to believe that 19 people, most of whom didn't speak English, most of whom had never been in the United States before, many of whom didn't have a high school education, could have carried out such a complicated task without some kind of support from within the United States." All right, this is a lengthy document. I want you to go ahead and see that, but it's an important link for us to be able to follow and understand. Here's a website that is covering a lot of information. It's called 911truth.org. Mission to expose the official lies and the cover-up surrounding the events of September 11th in a way that inspires the people to overcome denial and understand the truth. To promote the best in investigative reporting, scholarly research, and public education regarding the suppressed realities of September 11th, its aftermath, and exploitation for political ends, the toxic air cover-up, in the anthrax attacks. Okay. Remember, one of the persons involved with the 9/11 cover-up was a guy named Mueller. Mueller, remember that? Mueller? If you didn't know that, now you do. Mueller. Who is getting money from Saudi Arabia that is connected in with this? Hillary. Can somebody say Hillary Clinton? Okay. We have the Islamic nations that are involved with this. Who's been connected with the Islamic nations? Who's been giving money to them? Obama. So it's all tied in. Let's not lose sight of the fact that George Bush Jr., he was involved as well. Remember him sitting in that classroom reading My Pet Goat with that dumb look on his face? He knew. He knew what was going on. He sold out his country. He sold out his country. Yes, he did. And we went to a war. One of the many wars that we've gotten into because of a lie. Because of a lie. That's horrible, isn't it? They lie. Good people go to fight the wars because they believe the lies. And then many people get hurt. Where do you think we would be if we weren't listening to the lies? If on the day that that happened, 18 years ago, if instead of believing the lie, if instead of believing that we had to go and fight this battle because there were these weapons of mass destruction, if instead of believing that, if the truth were out, just think how many lives might have been saved. See, we have these knee-jerk reactions to things that go on, And sometimes there are decisions that come out of that aren't very helpful because they're knee-jerk reactions. And people, soldiers have gotten over there to fight this battle only to find out that they were duped. But then it was too late. Here we have firefighters for 9/11 truth. Why are firefighters important? Because they were the ones that were in the building. They're the ones rushing into the building. And what was it the firefighters were able to recognize when they were in the buildings? Explosives going off. They knew what was taking place. They could hear it. The building was being demolished while they were in the building. Some of them barely escaped. Some of them did not. But you can go here and you can find out all about what the firefighters actually think about that. The whole page filled with investigation. 18 years, said Firefighters for 9/11 Truth. In Unity operates as a private association of people from all international fire service, military, police, and general public who choose to honor all the fallen with a commitment, never forget, never again. We choose never forget means we choose to acknowledge and honor all of the 9/11 fallen. We choose never again to means we choose to support Unit of Actions, Responsive 9/11 Investigation, and Radical Change. Well, we really haven't had a full 9/11 investigation on a big level yet, which is why these organizations are still out there pushing for that, because we still have those who are trying to cover it up. Remember when the Pentagon was hit? Dick Cheney was in the bunker. And he was given he gave a stand-down order. As it was a department... Transportation Secretary, forget his name, I believe he was the one that was down there in the bunker at that time, and said there was a young intern or aide who kept coming saying the plane is so far out, it's getting closer, he kept stating how far it was, and Dick Cheney just allowed it all to happen. When he asked Dick Cheney, what should we do, he was like, son, have I given you anything other than just to stand down? Complete stand down order. It was supposed to happen. They sacrificed people in that building because they were in the Pentagon and they had discovered that there was trillions of dollars missing. Couldn't have that. Oh, no, couldn't have that at all. Another website here to be aware of. This one popped up right after the 9/11 event. Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Exposing Falsehoods and Revealing Truths. It's got tons of information here. Jim Fetzer and Joel Hirshhorn are the two founders and the co-chair of this organization. All right, lots of good articles there. It says, according to national and international polls, nearly 30% of the population is skeptical of the official version of the events of 9/11. The 9/11 Commission report is viewed as a cover-up by a significant percentage of citizens. The 9/11 Truth Movement seeks to find answers in those questions about the real cause of these atrocities. Speaking of the 9/11 Commission report, it did say in there analysis that they don't know how the buildings came down. That the buildings, they said it was a high likelihood that they came down by the fires, but the report itself was fraught with all sorts of problems. And they themselves in the report, it suggested there needs to be more in-depth investigation. However, other than independence, there hasn't been any real big body that's looked into this to try to come to some sort of truth on the situation, which is unfortunate. Pilots for 9/11 Truth. It's an organization of aviation professionals and pilots throughout the globe that gather together for one purpose. We are committed to seeking the truth surrounding the events of the 11th of September 2001. Our main focus concentrates on the four flights, maneuvers performed by the reported pilots. We do not offer theory or point blame at this point in time. However, we are focused on determining the truth of that fateful day based on solid data and facts. Since 9/11/2001 is the catalyst for many of the events shaping our world today, and the United States government does not seem to be very forthcoming with answers or facts. We do not accept the 9/11 Commission report or commission admittedly set up to fail according to the chairman himself, nor the hypothesis as a satisfactory explanation for the continued gross violation of the United States Constitution being committed by government agencies and the sacrifice every American has made and continue to make, some more than others. We stand with the numerous other growing organizations of firefighters, medical lawyers, professionals, lawyers, scholars, military officials, veterans, religious and political leaders, alongside survivor, family members of the victims, family members of soldiers who have made the ultimate sacrifice, including many of the Ground Zero workers who have now ill or have passed away, and we ask for a true new independent investigation into the events of 9/11. Okay, that's pilotsfor911truth.org. It's an article from Global Research. When Americans fell for the 9/11 deception, they lost their country. Today is the 18th anniversary of September of 9/11, an event that has turned a once free America into a domestic police state and an international warmonger during the 21st century. America's reputation has been shattered along with the Constitution, international law, and seven nations in whole or part. The massive crimes against the Bill of Rights and the population of the seven nations are a direct consequence of 9/11. Global Research has assembled some articles that indicate that not only Americans, but the people of the world have been massively deceived about that event. Over the years, I've reported the findings of scientists, engineers, and architects that indicate that the official story is false. I had an open mind for two reasons. One is that, having been an engineering student, I could tell the difference from a building falling down, from asymmetrical structural damage, and a building blowing up. The other is that, having been involved in policy issues in Washington for a quarter of a century, I knew that such a humiliating defeat suffered by the world's only superpower at the hands of a few Muslim terrorists would have brought instant demands from the White House, Congress, and the media for investigation into how every aspect of American national security state failed simultaneously on one morning. Instead, the White House insisted that 9/11 families demands for an investigation for 1 year and never delivered a forensic investigation. Instead, the country was given a 9/11 commission report that was merely the government's official story of what happened. No heads rolled, no one was fired or even reprimanded. No one was held accountable for such a massive failure, and a humiliating defeat is not a believable response if the 9/11 story is true. Okay, so this is quite a lengthy article here. Well, actually, it isn't that lengthy here. Let's see. Says it's easier for the government to deceive the people in democracy, where people assume everything is above board, than in a dictatorship where they know it is not. It's a good point. And we need to really consider the fact that our lives changed. And as I keep saying, if you were born after September 11th, 2001, you don't really understand what has been going on in the world prior to that, because they're most likely not teaching it in the school systems. Kids are being dumbed down. They don't need to know that stuff. Very important that we know. I have a link here to a playlist of 9/11 truth videos. There's a whole lot of them here. What you may find is, as you go through this, that some of these videos have been deleted. Why? Because YouTube, who is not on the side of the people, continues to take down these things because YouTube is part of the globalist structure that is out there fighting against America, fighting against Americans, and siding with those who want to take our rights away. That's why they're so openly censoring people without any real worry that they are going to get reprimanded, because they think that they're too big to fail, too big to be reprimanded. Anyway, there's a lot of videos here. There were 22. It looks like there's 1, 2, 3 videos that are missing from here. So not too bad, but there's some really good ones you should definitely check out. Definitely check out. Here's one, just headline of one video. George Bush jokes about the weapons of mass destruction, followed by he admits that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. But we were told otherwise. And then finally, one last video link that I want you to check out. I think this is one of the granddaddies of all of the 9/11 documentaries that are out there. This is called Loose Change. They've gone through various different editions. This is the second edition. It is filled with information about what went on behind the scenes, what is the truth that we need to be aware of, because we have been duped. Okay, this was just another event, another false flag event that was done in order to drag us into a war. We don't know the full ramifications of all those who were involved with it, because not only were there those involved that were terrorists overseas, but there were those terrorists in America that are supposed to be for the Americans, which unfortunately they aren't. So I want you to check this movie out because it is good information. And you know, there's really not any reason at this point in time, 18 years after the fact, there really isn't any reason at all why people should not know what happened on that day, the truth of what went happened. Unless, of course, you're afraid. Unless, of course, you're afraid, and there's really no reason for that. Let me jump away to a song. I'll be right back.
What if our government was responsible for some of the greatest crimes against this nation? Would you really want to know? These are big questions.
It is time to demand the truth. 18 years is a long, long time for us to be waiting, not only about 9/11 truth, but about all truths. We can't get caught up listening to the nonsense of terrorists like Ilhan Omar or Talib, because they are absolute terrorists that hate our country. Okay? The vile stuff that they're spitting out of their mouths, someone did something. Yeah, someone did something. Your friends, your terrorist buddies did something. And we know that you're in this country just trying to tear us apart. The sooner that you are found out and removed from office, and sent back to your terrorist country would be better for not only America, but for the world. Anyway, my friends, you got to keep the faith. Everything will be okay. I know that we're going through these challenges. Sometimes it's important to look to the past, to what had happened, so that we can understand how we can fix those problems in the future. One of the big ways, the most important way, is you got to turn our trust over to God. We have to stop turning our back on God, because bad things happen when you get in that situation. When God is removed from the equation, the Democratic Party went out of their way in 2012 at the DNC convention to make sure that they voted God off of their platform, made it known God's not part of their party, not part of their platform or anything they do. How anybody could join their party that does love God and follow God is unbelievable, because they've joined a party that is not interested in what they have to say whatsoever. But that's okay. We just need to keep the faith. Those who know what's going on, keep shouting the truth from the rooftops. Eventually people will get it. If they don't, well, ultimately those things end up being the downfall of people, because sometimes the very things that one should believe ends up coming back to bite you in the butt. We've all seen it happen over and over again. And unless we remedy the situation now by seeking out the truth of the events that have gone on in the past but are going on now, we're just going to find ourselves getting in deeper and deeper trouble. But God will help us, my friends. Turn your faith over to God. Trust the plan. God wins in the end, despite all of the problems and challenges. God wins. Keep the faith. That's it for today. I'll be back with more news and information tomorrow. Till then, have a great rest of your day. God bless you. Peace. I'm out of here. FirstContactRadio.com.